My friends, will you pray with me? Lord, may the words of my mouth and may the meditation of all our hearts and minds be acceptable and pleasing to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So we're approaching Easter week as we've come into Holy Week. So of all things I want to talk to you this week as we're getting ready for Easter is I would like to talk to you about Christmas. We all remember it. It wasn't that long ago that we had Christmas. But one of the things about this Christmas is despite living in Torrance for almost 6 years, this was the first year that I heard that Santa Claus comes and parades through Torrance through the month of December. I have no idea how I've missed this for 5 years, how I didn't hear it for 5 years coming down my street, but somebody let us know about it this year, and it was the day that Santa was coming down our street that somebody said, "Hey, have you seen Santa yet?" And so here my kids were eager and waiting to see Santa, and we were hearing Santa in the neighborhood and all of the music and the bells going, and we waited and we waited and we waited. And of course, of all things, our house and our end of the street was the last stop of the night. And so we waited and we waited and we waited. And when we could hear Santa on the street below us, we figured now's the time to go outside. And one of the really big, cool things about going outside are neighbors that we never see, since nobody seems to hang out outside their house anymore, we're outside and waiting too. And a couple houses down, they had a campfire going in the front yard and music playing, and other people had their coffee and hot cocoa. And we all gathered in front of one house where they said the stop was gonna be. And here we were, neighbors, ready for Santa, excited, joy and smiles on our faces. And then it came. Santa's carriage, sleigh, rounded the corner and came down our street. And what a joy it was, and all the pictures that we got to take. And it was such an exciting night. And here I remember that as I think about what Palm Sunday was like, as the people heard that Jesus was coming into Jerusalem, and hear how they eagerly awaited for him to approach, for him to get to where they were. And it wasn't campfires and hot cocos and jingle bells and Santa hats, but what did they do? But they pulled palm branches off the trees and began to wave them. And just like I did this morning, they took their coats and their cloaks and laid them on the ground for this grand entrance for Jesus to come. Hear that parade. Was like none ever seen before. But one for us to realize, as Jesus was coming in from one side of the city, riding on a donkey, an animal of peace, an animal of humility, and coming with cloaks and palm branches, on the other side of the city came a slightly different parade. On the other side of the city, here came Pilate coming in on a chariot, with soldiers and shields and swords and trumpets, coming in with royalty. Why? Because it was a holy week and he was gonna make his presence known. And so what do we see? But the people of Jerusalem, they had a choice to make. Which parade were they gonna be at? Were they gonna be at the humble, peaceful parade of Jesus the rabbi, Jesus the teacher, Jesus the healer that was coming in? Or were they gonna be at the parade of the ruler, the one who controlled them, the one that came with mighty weapons and soldiers? Today we have a choice too, don't we? We hit a crossroad of wondering where we are, where our allegiance is, where our hearts are, where it is that we stand on a day like today. Those crossroads makes me think of one of my favorite places to hike. It's down off Ortega Highway, happens to be next to one of my favorite places to go, Camp Lazy W. But just up the road, there's what's called the Falls. And the Falls are this hidden gem in the Cleveland National Forest. And you have to know it's there. There is a dirt parking area, and sometimes you see cars there and you see the sign that lets you know you gotta have an adventure pass to park there. But other than that, you would have no clue that there's a magical wonder that sits down the path. And part of that challenge is it's hard to find the path. It's unkept, it's untamed, it's overgrown, and all along the way are constant forks in the road, constant places where you have to figure out which way to go. And if you make the wrong turn, you'll never get to the falls. You'll never see the waterfall. You'll never see the glistening pool under it. You'll never see how it runs down to a river that continues down the forest. You have to know just which way to go. Now, someone like me, I've been hiking there for 20 years, and I know always take a right turn. Whatever path may split, stay to the right that keeps you on the high ground, and eventually you'll drop down and see the waterfall. But you have to know which path to pick. So here on this Palm Sunday, we're getting into the approach of Easter. Where are we going? What path are we choosing? Are we picking a path of peace and hope and love that comes on a donkey? Or are we picking power and rulers and the things of this world? But think about those people, because the choice didn't just end on that day. How we have courage and loyalty that goes to the end gets challenged on Palm Sunday as well. Think about it, those who are waving the palm branches and putting their cloaks down and singing "Blessed is He" on Palm Sunday turned around, and what were they doing on Monday, Thursday, and Good Friday? But they switched from "Blessed is He" to "Crucify Him." When they felt the pressure, when they felt everything around them turning against Jesus, they too put down their palms and picked up their hammers for crucifixion. And sometimes that's our challenge, is not just in the beginning of that loyalty, in that beginning of giving our allegiance and ourselves, but holding true to it when we're tested and tried and put in the pressure tank. Are we in this week, as we approach Easter, where are we at? Are we the ones right now that as we find the fear and the anxiety of what's around us, as we listen to the news, as we see what's going on in our world, are we letting that fear and anxiety overtake us? Are we letting the world pressure us into where our hearts need to be and how we need to be behaving? Or are we having the courage to hold on to God? To give up what? But to give up our lives and to put them in God's hand with full faith and trust that God will get us through this, that God will see us into that dark day of Good Friday, but that God on the other side of it has an empty tomb and Easter morning and resurrection for us. Because that's where we're challenged for our hearts to be. To think about that donkey, to think about where he was, a donkey that's typically stubborn, a donkey that's typically one that's untamed and does not desire to be told what to do. But that unbroken donkey, that young colt, had the courage, had the restraint, had the commitment to allow Jesus to ride on him into Jerusalem. Will we give up our lives and give them to Jesus this week to be able to carry him with courage into this week, to show this world where there is much to be feared, that with God we have faith and hope and God will get us through. And next week we will see Easter morning and celebrate in the fullness of new life. My friends, will you pray with me? Gracious God, we give you thanks for this day. This day that we are challenged, no matter what is going on in our world, to be waving palm branches, to be laying down our cloaks, but moreover, to be laying down our lives and giving them to you.
May we have courage to carry you, and as we carry you, to give the message of hope to our families, to our neighbors, and to this world, so that all know that a new day is ahead, that all know that we can have faith in you, and that you will bring us to resurrection and the light of Easter morning. May you help us to hold our loyalty, to hold our faith, and to have true courage through you. For all of this, we pray in your most mighty name. Amen.